Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big win in Washington yesterday and this first playoff opponent, the Green Bay Packers, we say good morning to Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Good morning. It was a great day of liver abuse yesterday. Yeah. I loved it. You know, it feels less like severe alcoholism when you're winning big. Always give me a good excuse to drink.
Yeah, nothing wrong with having a couple of pops when your team wins.
Couple of pops, nothing wrong with that. You and I think a lot alike on that alcohol front, Giorgio. I like it.
You like that? Okay.
I do. I come from a whole family of liver abusers. You know, we're from Arkansas, so we like to drink ourselves into a state of blind euphoria. Any chance we get. But I will tell you, when that Brandon Aldry's field goal attempt clanked off the upright, I did spit about $140 worth of Johnny Walker Blue all over Jerry Jr.'s crayon drawings. You know, we always have to take an activity book up there for the games to keep him occupied.
To keep him busy, yeah.
Yeah, keep him busy. And because, you know, his pediatrician says we got to cut back on the screen time. So.
Hey, you do not take him to a pediatrician.
We can't keep parking him in front of the iPad, so we took an activity book for him. But speaking of his Jerry Jr.'s activity book, them Commanders uniforms, I think, look like something that Jerry Jr. drew up in an afternoon art class.
Yeah, right? They're a little basic.
Kind of generic.
Yeah, little JV looking to me, but not near the classicism of the Dallas Cowboys. Just such a classic uniform we got.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, and it's fine. And our patron saint of blowouts and ass kickings made an appearance, didn't he? Saint Cooper Rush.
That's right.
Made an appearance.
No, he was a saint.
About two possessions too late for my liking, his appearance came. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know why Mike McCartney keeps stretching it out so long, keeping them starters in there. I mean, by the end of the third quarter, in my opinion, it should have been only practice squad adjacent players out there. As low as we can go out there.
Yep. Why not?
And I have to admit something, that beating the Commanders just isn't as much fun as it used to be when they were owned by that evil dwarf. Little Dan Snyder. It was so much more fun beating someone that you knew was evil and dwarfish. And I just have a fear that this Josh Harris, I believe that's his name, that he actually might be competent and turn that thing around. That scares me.
Yeah, you may have more competition now.
I know it, but I've got a contingency plan in place. I'm thinking that maybe I should lure him into a surveilled room for an Asian orchid crafty and get the tug and wipe on camera, just as little
goodness, Jerry. We're on the air.
Make sure I have something on him now. But the game was great.
This year's different.
This year feels different to me, George.
It does.
Feels a little different. And just capping off the season, regular season, with that nice big win against a historic rival, that felt good. Almost took away the pain of being forced to induce that little angry garden gnome Jimmy Johnson in my beloved Ring of Honor. Almost took that pain away. But, hey, maybe putting him in the Ring of Honor lifted the Jimmy curse.
Maybe.
And if getting that little white-haired dwarf into the Ring of Honor gets us back to the promised land, I'm fine with that.
Boy, Jerry, what would you do if your team won three straight and went back to the Super Bowl?
Clutch my heart and fall face first into my grave.
Don't do that.
With a smile on my face. I love the fact. And get this. This is making this season even sweeter, is that the Eagles have fallen apart.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, when I think of all those Eagle fans who've thrown their drinks and battery-filled snowballs at me through the years.
Yeah.
Just sitting in their dank little smelly apartments, cursing their TVs, throwing their cheesesteaks at the Ron Jaworski posters, sticking their greasy heads into the ovens because of this failing team they got this year. It just makes me smile from ear to ear. Just smiling when I say it.
Yeah, I bet.
And if we do not make it into the Super Bowl, I will make some serious changes to this organization. And that may include firing Jerry the GM.
Oh, never. I'll never believe that.
And hiring Jerry the extra good GM. But I may also get rid of a few other people, not only head coach, but Rowdy. I'm even going to get rid of my sons if we don't make it to the Super Bowl this year.
Wow. I like that Rowdy idea.
Going to fire them as my sons and hire a couple new sons. And I'm thinking about, what do you think about this idea? Hiring Mike Ducey and Joe Trahan to be my new sons.
Interesting.
They know more football. They're telegenic. And
yeah.
Outside of Mike Ducey, none of them have cocaine addiction issues.
All right, stop it.
This is going to be great. I mean, we'll look real handsome up there in that suite. Can you imagine me chest bumping Deuce Nader?
Oh, that'd be great.
I'd love to see that.
Wouldn't that be fun? Chest bump him so hard that both our toupees fall off and merge together. It's going to be wonderful. What a great regular season we had, and I hope all the Cowboy fans are really excited and happy about this postseason. I got a good feeling.
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Go Cowboys. Good morning to you.
Good luck, Jerry. We'll see you.